Zoe Life Foundation, Austin Sparks edited Lifeman D, The Path of Faith by the Spirit Part 13, The Man in Whom the Spirit of God Is. The matter seemed good to Pharaoh and his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, Will we find another man like this, in whom is the Spirit of God? And Pharaoh said to Joseph, Well, God has let you know all this, there is no understanding or wise like you. You will be over my house, and by your word all my people will be ruled, only on the throne will I be greater than you. Pharaoh also said to Joseph, Behold, I have placed you over all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh removed his ring from his hand, and put it in Joseph's hand, and made him wear fine linen clothes, and put a gold necklace on his neck. Genesis 41:37-42. Let's start. Joseph as a type of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of Jehovah the Lord is upon me. Because Jehovah anointed me, he has sent me to preach good news to the downcast, to bandage the brokenhearted, to publish freedom to captives, and to the prisoners opening the jail, to proclaim the year of Jehovah's goodwill, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all the mourners, to order that the afflicted of Zion be given glory instead of ashes, oil of joy instead of mourning, mantle of joy instead of the anguished spirit, and they will be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Jehovah, for his glory. They will rebuild the ancient ruins, and will lift the first desolations, and restore the ruined cities, the debris of many generations. And foreigners will feed your sheep, and the strangers will be your husbandmen and your vineyards. And you will be called Jehovah's priests. Ambassadors of our God you will be called. You will eat the riches of the nations, and with his glory you will be sublime. Instead of your double confusion and your dishonor, they will praise you in their inheritance, therefore in their lands they will possess double honor, and will have perpetual joy. Because I am Jehovah, I am a lover of law, hating the burial for holocaust, therefore, I will truly affirm his work, and make perpetual covenant with them. And their offspring will be known among the nations, and their renewals among the peoples, all who see them will recognize that they are the blessed lineage of Jehovah. I will rejoice greatly in Jehovah, my soul will rejoice in my God. Because he dressed me in the garments of salvation, he surrounded me with a robe of justice, as a boyfriend dressed me, and as a bride adorned with his jewels. Because as the earth produces its renewal, and as the garden makes its seed sprout, thus Jehovah the Lord will bring forth righteousness and praise before all nations. Because all who are led by the Spirit of God, these are children of God. For you have not received the spirit of slavery to be in fear again. But you have received the spirit of filiation, for which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself testifies to our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, also heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If we accept the will of the Father and if we rejoice or suffer, we always do it together with him. For I am sure that the joys or afflictions of the present time are not comparable with the coming glory that is to manifest in us. Because the burning desire of creation is to await the manifestation of the children of God. Because creation was subjected to vanity, not by its own will, but because of the one who held it in hope. Because also the creation itself will be freed from the slavery of corruption, to the glorious freedom of the children of God. Because we know that all creation groans to one, and one is in labor pains so far. And not only her, but also ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit. We also groan within ourselves. Glory and more glory.